Beijing has accused Britain and the European Union of hypocrisy for expressing concerns about China's detention of two Canadian citizens.
Regarding support of Britain and the European Union to Canada, I think that is strange. What is this got to do with Britain and the EU? When the Canadians illegally detained a senior executive at a Chinese company at the request of the United States, where were they? Their so-called human rights have different standards for different country citizens.
Well, Hua Chunying says that the two Canadians, Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor, are suspected of endangering state security. She urged relevant countries to respect China's judicial sovereignty. The detainees were taken into custody after Canadian police arrested Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, on a U.S. extradition warrant. Britain and the European Union have expressed support for Ottawa and slammed China's arrest of the two Canadians. Now from Niagara Falls, I'm joined by Jason Ruhe, political commentator. Good to see you, Jason. China is saying that Britain and European Union, they are, embarking a hypocrisy because they have said they are concerned about this detention by China. How do you look at this?
Well, I see this as a tremendous amount of hypocrisy by the West. There is very much a legitimate reason for wanting to arrest these two Canadians inside of the country. Both of them were working for the International Crisis Group, although in an unofficial capacity. Kovrig, for example, was in China under a student visa, which is not something that has been denied. It has been reported in the mainstream media. Both men spent most of their time along the border between the DPRK and China. The fact that they would specifically focus this in an area where China prefers that a lot of foreigners not be around. This is a very sensitive issue between the two countries. And both of these men working for what is alleged to be an impartial NGO dedicated to dealing with situations of war, and they're spending so much of their time around this area, it sounds very suspicious. And I believe that this is probably the reason why these two men have been arrested. I think that they were legitimately doing things that were undermining the state security of China, maybe very much in relation to their relationship with the DPRK. And I think that this is a prime opportunity to maybe clean house a little and maybe deal with some people who have been a little bit antagonistic towards the Chinese government, particularly with the sensitivity of the situation or the many of the allegations that of illegal trade between the DPRK and China. So I think that given that these people can come into China, start sticking their nose where it doesn't belong, to use a phrase, to go into sensitive areas and start snooping around, while what is it that Huawei executive is even accused of is something that is largely politically motivated in just trying to cause greater rift between China and the United States in the ongoing trade war between the two countries.
All right, thank you for that. Political commentator Jason Ruhe joined us from Niagara Falls, Ontario.